This part of this conversation is over, okay? So we listened to Boring, Mr. Boring, and now it's time to hear Steven Crowder's fresh off the presses new response to Mr. Boring's content.
They don't get deals that...
They can be wage slaves for a little bit, come over and make a salary and grow their brand. They can be wage slaves for a little bit. They can be wage...
He's trying to be like, this is an own because I was just responding because, like, you said wage slave, and I'm just, like, using your terminology or something.
For a little bit.
God bless the talk boy. Those things are worth, like, $5,000 now. It's an expensive gag. Didn't want to have to do this, but...
It doesn't seem like he didn't want to. It seems like he wanted to do this.
Daily Wire outed themselves very, very quickly. And sure enough... If you see all of the people who work there,
this is
some
fire.
Of them I have relationships with, they immediately tried to make this all about money. There are a few problems, and I'll go through with some receipts. Everything that was said about negotiations, how they transpired, beyond the numerical.
Here's one thing I have to admit, okay, from a Marxist perspective. Technically, it is wage slavery. If you are working at a fucking company and you're generating value and they're exploiting you and they are literally taking more from the value that you're generating and paying you a salary, you're still a salaried employee. You're still a laborer. So understand that as a fundamental level. However, there is no way that Steven Crowder is generating $30 million worth of revenue for the Daily Wire or for any outlet. So that's the problem. That's the insanity for me. If he's out here being like, oh my God, thank you so much for the $12.5 million a year that you're giving me, I'd be like, that's wild. That's an insane amount of fucking money that you got. You're basically running away with it. Are cops laborers, wage laborers, or they work for capital? That's actually a great question. That's why Marxists say that cops are class traitors, because from a fundamental class position, police are technically supposed to be alongside the working class. But they are the protective arm of capital, and therefore everyone considers them, at least in Marxist circles, to be class traitors. They are working for the bourgeois class, the capital owners instead. Yeah, they also got fake-ass unions that are so powerful. I hate it. Okay, let's continue.
Value, which is true, and I'll get to. Everything else is untrue. I don't really want to get into that. It's completely irrelevant. Here's why. Go back to the 20-something minute video, 30-minute video. You've never heard me say or write anywhere online that these offers weren't paying enough money. Why? Because it's not about the money. It's.
I was right. It's about the racism clause. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Oh, I love this. First of all, it's definitely about the money. Come on, you fucking psycho. But I think it's also about the racism clause, which is pretty funny. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. He's like, dude, you need to pay me $12.5 million a year. And you literally, I have to be racist. You're paying me to be racist. You need to make sure that you protect me while I'm being racist. That's what he's saying. Yo, it's so good. It's so good. I love that. I mean, I get it. That's his job. His job is to be a fucking bigot, dude.
Kind of unreal to me that the only thing these people can still talk about is the money. The conversation was about...
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why the only thing people can talk about is the money. Because that is an unimaginable amount of money for everyone in general. An unimaginable amount of money for even people like myself. I make a lot of fucking money. That much is insane in comparison to what I know your output is. You are not making that much money. If you were making that much money and they wanted to, you know, pay you less, then, you know, I would probably have a hard time openly defending you on that because I think your output is fucking dog shit. You're a disgusting racist piece of shit. But, like, I understand it from at least an employer-employee standpoint. Again, LeBron James makes millions of dollars a year, but the bosses make billions of dollars a year, right? And they make those billions off of LeBron James's work. That's the whole point. Steven Crowder, not generating $10 million for the company. It's just not happening.
Conservatism, the movement, and big tech, they keep talking about money. I'm talking about a country. I'm talking about a movement. I'm talking about making a difference. It's not about the money. And Jeremy and the Daily Wire know that. How do I know they know that? Because after, according to what he said, you know, I walked away from the offer, I did place one more call. Let's say it's a kid who comes in with 500,000 YouTube subscribers or something like that, or 100,000. Let's say it's some other kid you're paying six figures to come in and do it. There's not the penalty of the demonetization or if they're removed from iTunes, Apple, YouTube.
Yeah, sure there would be.
And here's something else. I was also very measured. I was painstakingly clear in taking myself off the table because it wasn't going to be a right fit. That happens in business all the time. But that we weren't talking about me. We were talking about the futures of other people who could potentially...
It's like young Steven Crowders who want to be racist should be protected. It's about the principle. I am a defender of workers' rights and workers' wrongs. Specifically, workers' wrongs. If someone wants to be racist, they should be protected both constitutionally and also at the workplace. I'm here to fight for that. That's what he's saying. Awesome. Love that. Which, by the way, the funniest part about this is something that we already experienced when we were watching Kanye West. When Kanye West went on the fucking media tour that he went on, every single right-wing personality basically said, dude, you can be that anti-Semitic. Just, like, don't be that anti-Semitic. Just hide. Use the dog whistles. Here's how you're supposed to do it. And Kanye was like, nah, fuck that. Steven Crowder was told the exact same thing by Jeremy Boring. We watched a video earlier. He straight up said, dude, we love your racism. We are such big fans. We used your early racism designs and your racism blueprints here at the Racism Factory at the Daily Wire. And we loved it. We are big fans of your work. When you did the George Floyd murder reenactment, I mean, fuck, that was so good. When you do blackface, oh, brilliant. Excellent work. Thank you so much. I mean, you are truly revolutionary. You're innovative. You're disruptive. You're finding new ways to be racist every day, and we love that. But if you want to come here and work at the Racism Factory for $12.5 million a year, what we need you to do is maybe dial the racism back and then paywall it. Like an OnlyFans for racism. You can say the N-word. You can say the F-word. You can say all of the words. You can use our R&D that we have on the back end, the ancient tombs of racism that we have unlocked back there. Use that on your OnlyFans. Paywall it. But when you're on YouTube, you can't get banned. That's what he's mad at. He said, fuck that. YOLO. I need to get banned. I need to say it. I need to say it all the time. Not just on OnlyFans. I will not keep it paywalled. I will say it out loud and I'll say it proud. And you cannot financially punish me for it. I fucking love that, dude. It's so good. Everything I say all the time about these fucking assholes just openly present in this conversation.
Actually be in that position, that very disconcerting position. No miscommunication.
What I'm talking about is you're describing a model for everyone, a model for everyone, not just, let's get rid of me here. Everyone, if there's a penalty for being demonetized on YouTube, because your business model requires that be a huge component of it.
By the way, Jeremy Boring got ahead of this and said, everyone has a different contract. They probably don't have this for, you know, Ben Shapiro, because they already fucking know that Ben Shapiro is not going to get banned off YouTube, you idiot. He knows how to do the dog whistles. He'll go on MLK Day and be like, black people are fatherless and also thugs, but he won't, like, say the N-word, which Steven Crowder doesn't either, but, like, he won't do he will take the long way to say the N-word on MLK Day. Like, the Civil Rights Act is actually unconstitutional, you know? Abolish it. Things like that. Crowder, on the other hand, just will be like, I'm going to do the most racist depiction of a black person I possibly physically can. Ben knows to take the scenic route, so it's not on his fucking contract. You don't.
You need to change your business model or this movement cannot work, Jeremy. I can't imagine my show trying to come up and be beholden to YouTube advertiser guidelines. Let alone, I mean, honestly, being beholden from a conservative entity with hard strikes, right, being removed, but let alone being advertiser friendly. We know how broad those guidelines are. They might as well just read.
Wait, he dropped the, I'm thinking about this from the point of view of other content creators that will come after me, to back to I again. He's using the royal I here, I think. When he says I, he means all the other young up-and-comers, I think. That's what he's saying, right? Doesn't seem like it, though.
Don't say anything offensive, and they change them at the drop of a hat.
I'm not suggesting that the guidelines aren't terrible. I'm suggesting that if making money off of those platforms is part of how you're justifying the salary you're paying someone, then when, or the fee you're, I keep saying salary, the fee you're paying someone, then when those go away, everybody loses money. You can't pay the same amount with less revenue.
How about you create a different business model?
fucking own, dude. Let's go. I love this. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I was so frustrated earlier thinking about the unimaginable amounts of money that they get in funding and how fucking devastating that is. But now I'm back to it, baby. I'm back to having fun. I'm having fun at the expense of conservatives infighting because they're sweating the small stuff like $12 million, $30 million, who gets to say the N-word, how frequently, you know, that sort of thing. Imagine a life where you're literally like saying, you're looking at the barrel of a fucking $50 million contract and going, not for me. I need to be able to be openly racist and get banned regularly. You're a fucking asshole. In a weird way, it is at least morally consistent with the weird fucking moral system that Steven Crowder has created for himself. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm riding or dying for being able to be as racist on the main as I can.
Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Of course, telling someone else, hey, change your business model. I get it. I'm in no position to say that unless, instead of Monday morning quarterbacking it, here's the thing. I didn't just offer criticisms. I offered a guide on how to... Here's the deal.
Dog, you wouldn't be going to him for funding or like you wouldn't be looking at him for like money that he's offering you if your business was as sustainable or made as much money. What the fuck? This is like me telling Twitch how to fucking generate revenue. Like I can't. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like that's crazy. I have good suggestions, but ultimately like I don't know what the fuck, how much the cost is on the back end.
I want to sit at the table with people who granted have an immense amount of power and have incredibly deep pockets. That is all true, to be clear. And by the way, it's something that I want to have on our side of the aisle. But I offered a guide on how to do it. It is incumbent, this is what this is about. It is incumbent upon conservatives, if we believe what we say, to uncouple, to divest, if you want to use that term, from big tech. For the business models of the movement as we move forward, to not rely on playing ball with Facebook and with YouTube. That is something that we have to move toward. You know that we've been trying to do that here for years. That's why every single show we say, hey, if you can watch on Rumble, please do so. We're not looking to be banned on YouTube, but we certainly won't compromise the truth in order to be advertiser friendly. Here's the thing, Daily Wire, Jeremy, and I really do hope that we can talk at some point. Please, you can pick up the phone. We've done that. We here have found a way to make that work. For proof, see election night, our numbers on Rumble there, and see the numbers on Rumble when we get suspended from YouTube. I think it was 4 times this last year. And I went to great lengths to communicate that to the people at Daily Wire.
Dude, come on, brother. Yeah, you got 4 times the numbers on Rumble because it's fake. Dude, come on, look at my Rumble. Look at my Rumble, dog. I'm killing it. I got so many views, dude. Come on, give me 30 million.
There can be no next me if the people at the top with you know, the financial resources.
If he's getting 4x the numbers on Rumble, why are you still on YouTube? Yeah, literally. What's up? That's such a good question, man. Why aren't you just exclusively streaming on Rumble? I don't understand. Why don't you just, like, host all your videos on Rumble, as a matter of fact?
Are doing the bidding. That's being the arm of big tech. What you just said is, well, we have to play ball with big tech if we want to make money. Well, I don't. Why don't you guys follow a model like I have and scale it? That's what I've been doing since 2014. You know that. I've been trying to make sure, which I thought we were all doing, that we can all flip the bird to Silicon Valley. This is saying we need him and you need to play ball.
And by the way, before some of you ask for this, look, there's always...
He just sounds so whiny. He's like, he's so hurt. I don't get it. Like, why don't you do what I've been doing and, like, scale? Oh, my God. Maybe Daily Wire should start selling mugs, maybe. That's been so good for me.
Personal information on phone calls. And for the record, I've recorded 3 people on phone calls in my life. All 3 are involved with big tech. Just to be clear.
He's like, Jeremy Boring, not trustworthy, and that's the reason why I did it. I dude, it's so good. He said Daily Wire, big tech. I'm not going to lie. I always assumed that, like, maybe Steven Crowder, like, is at least, like, kind of smart, and he's just, like, portraying himself as, like, dumber than he actually is, specifically for monetary gain. Like, I'm realizing, nah, he's just as stupid as I thought he was. Like, he's just very dumb. Like, he's not a very smart guy. This entire thing and the way that it has unfolded is showing me he's just not a smart guy.
The entire call transcript has been sent to others to verify without hopefully having to release the whole thing. And I'll be on Tim Pool's show, I believe, on Monday to talk about it. Here's the thing, Daily, they keep talking about a business. Well, I walked away from the table because I'm talking like it's about a country, about a movement. And this is the thing, the response that I've heard over the years, it's not just now. I've been doing this for a long time. You constantly hear, it's just business. It's just business. Well, guess what? It's not to me. Sure, I run a business, but it's not just business. And let me ask you, when have you ever heard someone say it's just business when they're doing the right thing? Ever hear someone give $250,000?
Oh my God, he's like saying all these things, but what he means, the right thing, is literally the right to be bigoted, dude. What the fuck? I need to keep adding this as a qualifier because it just makes it so much funnier. It makes it fucking hilarious. He's like, dude, no one's ever done something nice after saying do the right thing. Like, what he's talking about literally is, like, he just wants to keep getting paid after getting banned because he knows he's going to get banned because he can't stop being openly racist. Like, all the expectation from Jeremy Boring, which is his real name, okay, that wasn't a meme, was just use dog whistles, dog. We had to put that in as a contract stipulation because we know you can't fucking hold yourself back. You, like, go too raid, you go too far, you get banned. It's bananas. Just paywall it. Keep that good shit behind the paywall. He's like, nope, won't do it.
What would it take? How much do your principles matter to you? What kind of a headspace would you have to be in to walk away full stop from $50 million?
Oh my God, is he like using this as a fucking way to just be like, I'm so principled? It's awesome. I love it, dude. I love it.
What would it take for you to be willing to walk away from at least $50 million because of it causing harm to someone else that doesn't even affect you?
That's bullshit. I'm willing to bet that the Daily Wire doesn't have that ban stipulation on anyone else's contract. Nope, not even fucking Candace Owens, not Michael Knowles. I don't even think Matt Walsh has that kind of contract. You want to know why? Because as paid employees, they are not getting paid as much as Steven Crowder is getting paid. He basically said it. Jeremy Boring said it. He literally said it. He said, we are giving you so much money, way more than you fucking deserve, that like you can't expect us to not get a return on that investment. And you're a big risk. That's it. No, not even Matt Walsh. I fucking highly doubt that Matt Walsh even has that contract stipulation. I'd be shocked if any of them do. Steven Crowder's latest video tragically proves that he knows nothing about three things: business, contract negotiation, friendship, and decency. Again, here's Jeremy going through our full initial non-binding offer to Steven line by line. Oh, so good. Makes me feel better about my contract that makes me serve you the top of the hour every hour.
And so long as these contracts out there include enforcement of big tech, of punishing conservative creators on behalf of the people we claim to fight and the people who have long since demonetized us and can't stand me, and part of me doesn't blame them. As long as these contracts include that, not even for me, but the next person, I wouldn't take $1 billion. And certainly not if you understand in context, when behind closed doors, I know and these people know and acknowledge exactly what's being done to the next generation of creators.
Bench talent, young talent, they don't get deals like this.
So they don't get deals that...
They can be wage slaves for a little bit, come over and make a salary and grow their brand.
Yeah, no, he's saying if you're a young talent, you get paid nothing, which is usually, which by the way, of course, media, that is how it is. It's fucking awful. But they don't get the fucking $12 million contracts. That's what he's saying. I'm not even defending either of these people, by the way. Just, I hope people don't even misunderstand what I'm saying because this is awesome. I love that they're fighting because they're both pieces of
that you then own.
Well, I own parts of it. I don't own it. They can, when their contract's up, they can still go out and they'll still be famous. They can keep doing their shows. So go do a show somewhere else. They'll be in a far, far, far better place. You helped to make them.
No, not long about this contract. This contract owns it in perpetuity even after the contract.
I would play the part of the call where we talked about our kids' Christmas and him buying baby formula for his brother's children, but I wouldn't even know how to secretly record phone calls with my friends. Wow, people are mad, dude. I think, oh, this is so sick. They're like actually butthurt. Oh, this is so good. They're petty, dude. I'm living for this. Oh, my God. Conservatives get to have all the fucking fun. Leftists are so stupid and constantly fucking fighting one another every goddamn day. This is the kind of content that they could, like, sit back and enjoy every fucking day. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I love it. I'm not touching it specifically because I don't want any of them. You say quote tweet him, but if I enter the fold, not that I'm, like, a relevant figure or anything, but, like, I don't even want them to recognize that, like, we're enjoying this right now. You know what I mean? You don't tap the glass, especially when you're someone like myself, an enemy to all of the parties involved. You know what I mean? All right, let's continue.
Contract, you're paying a lease but getting ownership. That's what this contract is.
On the content that we paid to produce, yes.
You know, look, I understand there are going to be differing opinions on this. I understand that. As someone who does run a business and has to 25 employees, I don't know, we're expanding. I understand people run businesses differently and have different priorities. Here's the thing. I would genuinely still, Daily Wire, Jeremy, love to sit down at the table and explain to you how you can make all of this work.
Why the fuck would they listen to him? I don't get it. Does he think he's that guy? Is that what he thinks? I don't know what's happening here.
How you can scale what we do and not have to be beholden to the people who we all go out and claim that we're fighting, and especially with all of the financial resources that you have, which, by the way, are very impressive.
As a monk clubber, I'll happily pay for his content and will always do. We support you, friend. This was a very important hill for you to stand on, and I can't imagine how hard it was for you not to sell out. But let me just say thank you. Wow. I mean, his fans are so fucking stupid that they, like, I guess that they ate it. Bro, you know what's really funny? He's, like, upset about not having adequate labor protections. My man, you made your entire career shitting on that. Now, what does he want labor protections for? For being racist, okay? That's really stupid. Obviously, that is a fact that you cannot forget. But for a brief moment, if we look at this from, like, a top-down approach, he literally is, like, upset that workers in this circumstance do not have enough protections against companies. He wants a racism clause. He wants the union to make him strong. Strong in what regard? To be racist without any sort of, like, financial scrutiny. That's crazy.
Out to anyone else who's at the front lines fighting.
Yeah, a police union. Literally a police union. Exactly.
For this country, and we're done. All of this stops right now. You will never hear from me again. I will go out and sing your praises. You can pick up the phone. You have my word. That's all it is. That's all this is about.
Man, he's so brave, dude.
In the interim, to everyone else, stopbigcon.com, be a signatory.
That's awesome. God, every part of this is fucking awesome.
Let's even see. Try to make this anything but a selfish act that was to benefit Steven Crowder, who wants to launch his own network. Because, and by the way, I gotta say this is the most important part of this, and nobody is talking about this. He receives the term sheet, okay, and he thinks it's so egregious that he's got to make this video 4 months later, right? I don't know what happened in those 4 months after they started negotiating. I guess Steven Crowder woke up, new year, new me, I hate the Daily Wire, so I'm going to go after them. He thinks it's so egregious. The first thing he does is counteroffer and say, let's start talking about $140 million, okay? So if it was so outrageous, why did he go back to them and say, no, actually, we can have this conversation, but let's start talking about $140 million?
I'll just add real quick to everybody, Steven Crowder is coming on the show on Monday. I know he's not here to defend himself.
Did you speak to him? Because he might have recorded your conversation. So you might want to comment about whatever the hell it is you said to him.
I mean, yeah, my view is I was kind of surprised to hear that Steven recorded the phone call with Jeremy because...
Dude, it's so sick. They're just fighting each other. This is awesome.
Mentioned that.
God, this is such a good day for, like, the worst people on the planet. Us, okay? The sweatiest fucking losers that care about this shit. Us, I mean, this community. This is like gift wrap for me individually.
Over X amount of years, and they said, we just can't do this, right? Then he sat and he stewed, and he said nothing until 1 week ago. He reaches out to Jeremy, and he asks him to talk on the phone. And that was 1 week ago. That is the conversation that you guys are all
smiling.
Hearing that he is playing right now. So he plotted this. This is a plot line. He planned to then record him to go back and to make this video. Oh, at one point in his video, this is what really set me off. He's like, and so you might be noticing that a lot of these people, their viewpoints are sanitized. And this is why. This contract. This is why. Essentially saying that Candace is controlled.
Much like the Never Kevers in Congress basically did what conservatives have been doing in Congress, but inside of the conservative party, obstructionism, Steven Crowder is doing what conservative media people do, but to other conservative media people. Create a problem where no such problem exists and make it seem like you are the only arbiter of truth. That's it. This is literally him doing too much conservatism in the wrong place. It's awesome. They're doing the thing. They're doing the thing that I shit on everyone in the fucking Discord, Splinter Discord servers about all the goddamn time. Like I saw, you're not woke enough. You're not fucking woke enough. You're not woke enough. You're not catering to my expectations. Whew. So good. I love this.
It's like the Joe Rogan story I often tell, that he booted me from his show twice and I didn't get mad at him. I was like, well, I'm kind of pissed off that he booted me twice, like happened twice, and I flew out to LA, but he doesn't owe me any favors.
What a cuck.
I'm not going to rag on Joe Rogan because he didn't do me a favor. If I was on his show, it'd be really great for me. It didn't work out. I'm going to carry on with my life and my business. I've negotiated with the Daily Wire. We couldn't figure out something that worked. We're very different in that sense. And I said, well, you know, it was nice hanging out, and let's work on stuff in the future, and we'll make awesome stuff. I told Steven, I said, I think that the Daily Wire is a massive net positive, especially with, like, what is a woman? I mean, that was a massive cultural force that got even mainstream, like, moderate lefty types to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that, and start this conversation. You did the BLM documentary, of course, that had I don't think it was nearly as big as What is a Woman, but it certainly had a cultural response.
Oh, shit.
These things are tremendous.
Shat on her directly to her face. Yeah, your BLM shit was like kind of ass, but
the contracts of, like, they're very business like the very entertainment industry. If the Daily Wire succeeds and makes money and then makes more movies and makes more documentaries, that means we're going to get more What is a Woman. It means we're going to get more, you know, Gina Carano's. It means Hollywood will be weakened. It means as Hollywood falls from the hill, a machine that actually at least...
Dude, that's awesome. The Daily Wire is taking down Hollywood with movies that like 12 people watch.
Well, to anyone who thinks that Steven Crowder is not doing this to make money. Like, I mean, I just have to outwardly laugh. By the way, you want to talk about contract negotiations? Why doesn't somebody reach out to Not Gay Jared, who used to be with Steven Crowder, and figure out why he can't speak? Why doesn't Steven Crowder release Not Gay Jared from his NDA? I don't like shit like this. Is all I'm saying. I don't like it.
I want both Daily Wire and Crowder to succeed.
Who cares?
Yeah. Let her cook.
Yeah, something like Lethal Weapon, man. Me and Steve. It's going to be crazy. I mean,
Luke's sitting here. I don't know. He's straight, man. We can check this. Pulled upon who is. The domain for Stop Big Con was registered on 12/12/2022.
Whois.com.
Stop Big Con was registered on 12/12/2022.
The internet sleuths are going to catch him.
Crowder announces he left the Blaze and asks people to sign up for Mug Club on 12.
What the fuck? Why is my No! 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 See, this is why I said don't fucking tap the glass, dude!
Okay, people are smart. They're going to figure it out. Oh, so you happened to look up the... to register BigCon. Yeah, let's confirm that.
What's
Stop
the
Big
website?
Con.
Yeah, I got it right
is
here.
Is it stopbigcon.com?
Right now, we are...
12/12/2022. So this was registered... Yeah. Stop BigCon was registered before he announced he was leaving the Blaze. Is that what it was?
Isn't that so weird?
He announced he was leaving the Blaze on 12... Look, guys, and again, Crowder will be here on Monday. He can tell us about all of this.
Recorded his conversation with Jeremy 2 months after that?
I just want to say, like, we're in the middle, as per usual.
Yeah, I don't think he meant to pull that up. I think that was on his other monitor, and he accidentally pulled that up.
And that's what I want to say, because, like,
stop looking, Tim!
You've never...